Okay, anything else?
Oh, and of course you say you take light bread and make toast out of it.
Yeah. Well, what all different kinds of cornbread is there anyway? How many different ways can you fix cornbread?
I wouldn't know.
Have you ever eaten the kind that you cook it in a deep pan and it comes out soft and you just kind of dish it out like mashed potatoes?
Bread, you mean?
Uh-huh, cornbread. I mean, it's soft.
Oh, mush, I guess you're talking about.
Okay.
Huh?
Is that what that is? You make it out of cornmeal?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that sweet? Do you put sugar in it, or is it just...
No, well, you can. But I think God got to be pretty hungry. He just eats mush.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You don't have a very good opinion of that stuff, huh? What do you call the kind that...
Call what?
I'm thinking. Stopped in mid-sentence. What do you call the kind that people used to, kind of cornbread, they used to put in front of the fire on a board or something like that and cook it that way, kind of cornbread? Have you ever seen it or heard it done?
That's before my time. You're getting way back there to Adam and Eve, didn't
you?
Yeah,
yeah. That's right. What about kinds they might cook in the ashes? You ever heard about anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What do you call the kind of cornbread that's about an inch thick and it's big and round and you cook it in a skillet?
Hoe cake.
Okay.
I think that's out of flour, though.
Oh, is hoe cake out of flour?
Mm.
Okay. Not corn.
But I guess you'd call it that, too.
If it was out of cornmeal?
If it's out of cornmeal. But flour is what you make a whole cake out of. Flour.
I didn't know that. In fact, I don't know that I've ever had whole cake to know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like biscuits? Or?
No, it's flattened out like a tortilla or something.
Oh.
And pretty well flattened out so it don't rise much.
That flat, like a tortilla?
Huh?
That as flat as a tortilla, huh?
No, not that. It's a little thicker than that, but...
Uh-huh.
That's the way the style of cooking that.
Uh-huh.
They don't make biscuits out of it.
I see. I guess I never have had that. What do you call the kind of cornbread that's, usually they make it in a little ball and it's got green pepper and onion and they fry it in deep fat?
I know the name of it.
Have it with seafood sometimes. Like,
huh?
Have it with seafood or
trout
or something.
Hush puppies.
Okay. All right. There's also another kind of cornbread that you boil in cheesecloth with greens or beans or something, and or maybe with chicken. Have it with chicken. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Mm-mm. Okay. That's still before my time.
Okay.
That's before the picked chickens.
Yeah, okay.
Cooking feathers and all.
What? I don't believe that. You'd have a hard time eating it. Just imagine a mouthful of feathers.
Yeah, I bet. That'd be a good thing to diet on, wouldn't it?
I could get tired of eating real fast that way. Let's don't talk about diet. I've been trying to do that.
My daughter's on a diet.
Yeah.
And boy, I don't know what she's going to do tomorrow. She worked for the Railroad Commission now.
Yeah.
She's took off 4.5 pounds the last 10 days.
Hey, that's good in 10 days.
And she eats more, but stuff she eats, I've always told her, eat too much rich food. And I said, if you eat at night, you're going to get fat, stay fat.
Yeah, that's true.
If you want to put on some weight, drink a glass of warm milk at bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you pick up.
Mm-hmm. That's a bad habit I have, is I get hungry about 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
If I don't go to bed just immediately, then by 10:30 I'm starving.
Yeah. I used to do that, but you know,